Welcome to Patient Care Online's Primary Viewpoints podcast. I'm your host, Cindy Jennings, and today I'm joined by Dr. Amesh Adalja, an infectious disease expert, to talk about vaccine policy updates and how primary care physicians can effectively counter misinformation in the clinic. It's National Immunization Awareness Month, so there's no better time to focus on what clinicians can do to strengthen vaccine confidence in their own communities. So what are the most important changes in U.S. vaccine policy this year that primary care physicians need to be aware of?
The most important changes are that new COVID vaccines are going to be recommended for those that have high-risk conditions or are of older age groups. And that's a change from the prior universal recommendation, which may pose some problems for insurance coverage in some of the lower-risk patients who still want to get COVID vaccines. There also will be a change with respect to flu vaccines. This is probably not a major change. Only about 4% of flu vaccines are going to be impacted, but there is a recommendation to not use vaccines that contain thimerosal. Those are the multi-dose vials, so that may pose some logistical issues for people who are maybe doing vaccination drives or vaccinating in nursing homes where they use those multi-dose vials. Otherwise, everything seems to be the same for now, but it's obviously still all up in the air with ACIP in the state that it's in.
Great. So how can clinicians effectively counter misinformation about vaccine safety, particularly concerns around aluminum or preservatives, like you mentioned, during brief office visits?
Clinicians need to recognize that the science is on their side, that all of these issues that keep getting brought up by the anti-vaccine movement with respect to aluminum, with respect to thimerosal, with respect to mRNA, they've all been studied, researched, and they have all been debunked. And it's hard for a clinician to take the time to go through all of that, but I think they need to have the confidence that the science is on their side and that there are dozens and dozens of studies that support the safety and efficacy of these types of vaccines. And what clinicians can do is basically what I would say is tell individuals what they're reading is not true and to point them to good sources of information and address the particular concern that a patient might have. So, for example, if they bring up aluminum, they can reference certain studies that have been done in aluminum or also remind people that they eat more aluminum in their daily food than it's in a vaccine that contains aluminum.
So you kind of just touched on it, but what communication strategies have you found most effective in addressing vaccine hesitancy without damaging the patient-clinician relationship?
So this all depends on the setting and the context. When I'm on television talking about vaccines, I'm much more forceful and argumentative because I'm trying to talk to the general public and to combat the anti-vaccine movement. When you're talking to an individual patient, you have to do it in a different manner because your goal is different. Your goal is to persuade that patient that this vaccine is the right choice for them. And to do that, you have to address a patient where they are. So that may mean asking them, what particular thing are you worried about with this vaccine? And what is the issue? And then really try and tackle that issue with information, leaning on the fact that you are their doctor, that they trust you, that they tell you things that they don't tell anybody else, and you have a really sacred relationship with them, and that is very valuable. We know from studies that a primary care physician's persuasion is one of the most important tools to get a patient to take a health-promoting behavior or to do a health-promoting behavior and to stop a health-negating behavior. So that's something that clinicians need to recognize and rely on, and just know that there are resources for primary care physicians to look at all of these types of common anti-vaccine myths that get propagated by the anti-vaccine movement that percolate into your doctor's office, and you have tools to be able to address them.
Yeah. So how should PCPs respond when patients cite social media evidence, quote unquote, or high profile anti-vaccine figures as sources of authority?
What I would do is advise them to actually address the issue. So if they're looking at a social media post that says, somebody suddenly dropped dead after getting a COVID vaccine, actually show them the data that that's not true. Or if somebody says something about mercury and thimerosal and autism, talk to them about ethyl mercury versus methyl mercury and how that's different and how so many studies have been done to disprove them. So actually address the issue right on, the actual fact or that's in dispute. So really just show them what reality actually has shown, and probably stay away from some of the, trying to get into a back and forth with what RFK Jr. said when you're talking to an individual patient. Just say, well, what that's not true, and these are the reasons why it's not true, and these are the resources that allow me to know that that's not true.
And what is one action you believe every physician can take during National Immunization Awareness Month to strengthen vaccine confidence in their own community?
What I would tell physicians to do is really emphasize with their patients what a great piece of technology vaccines are. I always tell people that that you should be thinking of vaccines the way you think of a new iPhone, that you really want to get it because it's got all the new gadgets. It prepares you, to navigate life. That's what vaccines do. We should really celebrate vaccines as a great piece of technology that makes human life easier in a planet that teems with microorganisms. And I think that if people started to view vaccines that way, the way they view iPhones and other pieces of technology, the anti-vaccine movement would have a hard time trying to convince them that vaccines are not a value because they so clearly are, but we just don't recognize them. We take them for granted.
And that wraps up today's episode. A special thanks to Dr. Amesh Adalja for joining us. Thank you for listening to Patient Care Online's Primary Viewpoints podcast, and be sure to subscribe for more clinician-focused discussions.